Hello, I'm Norma Galumbus. Welcome to the Norma Galumbus Lifestyle Podcast, a part of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. Downhill skiing on a number of occasions. I was never particularly good at it, but I went along with the crowd and tried to do my best. The Hubs and I, along with some of our closest compadres, went on a number of skiing adventures over the years. We skied Banff, Jasper, and Lake Louise in Alberta, Whistler Mountain in British Columbia, and Boreal Mountain in California. The year we went to Whistler, we took the train to Vancouver, which was really cool. Some of those mountain runs were a bit out of my comfort zone. The Hubs is a natural athlete and never had too many problems on the advanced trails. I, on the other hand, was scared of those runs. I had to claw my way down the side along the trees a few times when I took a wrong turn and ended up on a black level run. We rented equipment, so on one particular trip to Lake Louise, we secured skis, boots, and poles and headed out with our friends to enjoy a beautiful day on the slopes. After spending the morning exploring the runs, we stopped at a mountaintop chalet for lunch. I placed my rented skis in one of the appointed racks near the chalet and went for lunch. I carefully noted the number on the skis so I would be able to find them amongst the hundreds of pairs lined up in the racks when I returned. When we were finished lunch, it was time to hit the slopes again. Everyone located their skis and suited up. Everyone, that is, except me. My skis were nowhere to be found. I searched the racks looking for the number I'd memorized, but to no avail. They were gone. I had to get down that mountain somehow, and I had noticed ski patrol workers on snowmobiles throughout the day. I reported my situation to a patrol member, and they radioed for a ride to come get me off the mountain. I assumed that someone would come and pick me up with a snowmobile and give me a ride down. Boy, was I mistaken. A young woman on skis came ripping up to me, towing a wire, metal, body basket, sleigh contraption, and tersely said, "Get in." My heart sank as I realized no snowmobile was coming to get me. I laid down in the basket on my stomach. There were straps to hold you in the basket, but my driver didn't offer to fasten them or give me time to do it myself. There was a short piece of chain at the top where the basket was attached to the long poles that went on either side of her. Off we went with me laying the basket, going head first, unsecured, down the mountain, towed by a girl smaller than me. Our speed picked up as we proceeded down the mountain. She cut across the slopes, trying to keep our speed down and maintain control of the basket. I was hanging on to that chain for dear life. The snow from her skis was spraying into my face. When she made one particularly quick turn, I fell out of the basket and went sliding down the mountain on my back, head first, unable to stop myself because my ski suit was so slippery. Other skiers were trying to dodge me so they didn't get picked off. I finally came to a halt in some deep snow, and my chauffeur pulled up alongside me, and I jumped back in my basket. We finally made it to the bottom. I crawled out of the basket and stumbled to my feet, melting snow running down my face. I ventured over to the rental shop to let them know that my equipment had been stolen, assuming I would be facing a large bill. As I was standing in the line at the rental shop, waiting to face the music, my eyes focused in on the pair of skis the lady in front of me was holding. She had my skis. That was my number. I questioned her, and she just shrugged her shoulders and said, "I couldn't find mine, so I just took these." I stood there, too exhausted and flabbergasted to say anything. Luckily, I had the receipt with the number on it as proof, so I wasn't charged. I am not sure where all my compadres were during my near-death experience. Enjoying the mountain sunshine, I suppose. I think the Hubs eventually caught up to me at the rental shop. Even with all his athletic splendor, he hadn't been able to keep up to the basket coming down the mountain. He was relieved, though, that his bride was safe. Although the mountain view was spectacular when I was sliding upside down over those moguls like a sheet of paper in a windstorm, it isn't an experience I would care to repeat. What would you have done in this situation? Would you have gotten into the basket? What would you have said to the lady at the rental shop when you discovered she was the culprit? visit my lifestyle blog for episode pictures and links to my garden and published works pages, food blog, and gift shop. My website address is in the episode notes. The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Direct West. Is marketing getting in the way of running your business? Direct West has a local expert team right here in Saskatchewan that will work with you to build your website exactly how you imagine it. Let them help you improve your online presence and head to directwest.com to learn more.
The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Kinexus. Does money spark joy in your life or cause you stress? If you said stress, you're not alone. For 42% of Canadians, their biggest stressor comes from money. At Kinexus, they care about your financial well-being. Money doesn't have to be stressful, and Kinexus is here to help. The Kinexus hashtag MoneyTalk blog provides expert advice, tips, and solutions for all life stages and events. Getting married, buying a house, budgeting, saving, they cover it all and more. And did I mention it's free? Check it out today at kinexusmoneytalk.ca and start feeling confident and stress-free about your money.